War Day is about the business of surviving a limited nuclear war.
That's Whitley Strieber, who with James Konecka is the author of a chilling novel of nuclear destruction. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Strieber says he became frightened with the knowledge that nuclear weapons have become smaller, more usable, and are being placed closer and closer to the front lines.
My collaborator, Jim Konecka, and I have been friends for 25 years, and we've had kind of an ongoing dialogue about this. He's a science writer. His dad was on the Manhattan Project and at Los Alamos. And in the past 2 or 3 years, this took on a tremendous sense of urgency.
War Day is set in the United States in 1993, 5 years after a limited nuclear attack. In it, Strieber and Konecka, writing about themselves, set out to survey the devastation.
We crossed the country interviewing people and talking to them about how they are trying to put a lost world back together again.
What has happened in the Soviet Union is unknown.
Among the things that happened during the war is the communications facilities of all kinds in the United States are devastated by the so-called electromagnetic pulse that comes from atomic bombs detonated in outer space. So we would not necessarily even then know exactly what happened. It was happening in the USSR.
Strieber and co-author Konecka had specific writing responsibilities.
He wrote most of the scientific material in the book, the documents and the bureaucratic memoranda and so forth and so on. I wrote the interviews and the narrative.
Strieber and Konecka plan a companion volume to be set in the USSR.
The philosophy of War Day is very much different from everything that's come before. There's not a sense of hopelessness in this book at all. It's a book of hope because it's about the strength of ordinary people. I think that by going back to that, we can find our way to peace much more surely than we can at the moment at the conference table.
Whitley Strieber, co-author of War Day, published by Holt Reinhardt Winston. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Whitley Strieber is a young writer associated with the horror novel, but his latest book deals with a limited nuclear attack, War Day, written in collaboration with James Konecka. Strieber's earlier books were The Wolfen, Wolves Roaming Manhattan, and The Hunger, A Tale of Urban Vampires. Both books were made into respectable films. Strieber comes from San Antonio.
I wrote my first short story when I was 6. And it was about a page long, and it was about the moon coming up. And I do not, frankly, remember a time I did not want to be a writer. It's just been in my blood.
After college at the University of Texas, where he roomed with his current collaborator, James Konecka, Strieber set out to make his fortune as a writer.
I wrote the Great American Novel and sent it out to a few publishers and waited for the success to roll in. About 6 weeks later, I took a job in an advertising agency,
where he labored for the next 7 or 8 years.
My first book, The Wolfen, was about the Timberwolf. There was a lot in it about the Timberwolf. However, it turned out to be more of a horror novel because I was trying to write an interesting story about something that would grip people. So a lot of people would read it and they would incidentally get the material I had in it about timberwolves as a sugar-coated pill, as it were.
Strieber left his job at the ad agency about the time The Wolfen was being filmed, and he wrote the first draft of the script. War Day made the bestseller list, and he and Konecka are working on a companion volume. Whitley Strieber now lives and works in the East. How does he like being so far away from his native Texas?
When I was a little boy, I used to lie on the roof and watch the planes take off and turn north towards New York. I eventually followed them, and I think that is the answer to that question.
With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.